since our formation on the 1st of July 2000, following the amalgamation of our predecessors being SATRA, IBA and so forth, we have really tried to live up to our founding principles of regulating a converged sector. We have tried by all means to come up with regulatory interventions and remedies aimed at ensuring that there is universal access, aimed at ensuring that our people in the outflung rural areas of the country have got connectivity, and affordability then becomes another key component in bridging the digital divide. Because it's one thing to have networks rolled out, but if those networks are unaffordable to the ordinary man in the street, it still becomes a barrier of sort.
Education means studying in order to obtain a deeper knowledge and understanding variety of subjects applied in our daily life. I may enter on the benefits and the use of computers in education. Convenience. With the use of computers, learners will be able to write and do their research online, making tasks easier. Most schools now issue Chromebooks or tablets instead of costly or weighty textbooks.
Tell me, what do you want to do in the future?
Civil engineering.
Civil engineering, all right, Deputy President, we have a responsibility to install fiber everywhere.
Siyabonga umsebenzi wenziwa utishela, principal, nabazali, ukufundisa nabantwana. Ngoba onke amalanga uma niza la, nisuke nipreparela, nilungiselela ikusasa leSouth Africa.
For the first time I have it, I have my own laptop, and it can help me do my researches and learn more about softwares and creating website and a whole lot of school stuff, and I can do many projects about it, and it helps me a lot, yeah. I'm so excited to have it in front of me.
Hey, I'm so happy to have this computer. This computer helped me so much to do my homework and like a lot of stuff. It's make my life so simple because it's simple to get on internet and Google some stuff, my homework. And I'm so happy to have it. It was my first time to use the computer, but now I've learned a lot of things since I've received my computer.
We are so inspired by the work that you're doing. We were there yesterday in Komazi and we saw the launch of the labs. And one of the questions that we really want to ask you is, in observing World Telecommunications Day and in launching that cyber lab for those children in Ohio, what do you believe is the future of South Africa in terms of the digital connect journey?
Well, probably let me explain a bit, going back to Ngomazi as you make reference to it. One of the things that inspired the connection or the provision of the cyber labs to the five schools was to make sure that as we prepare to commemorate or celebrate the World Telecoms Day on the 17th of May, we really get an opportunity to bring people on the digital space and looking at, of course, the zero rating data, because that's one of the things we're looking at, so that people can have access to content. Because you find out that many people are not able to get lots of information because of the data cost. And this is something that even in my performance argument with the president that we've signed up for, to say there's really a need for us to make sure that we reduce the cost to communicate. Because people, as you put it, that what do I think is the future of South Africa? For the people of South Africa to participate meaningfully in the digital economy, it's important that they have affordable internet. But at the center of that, because we're not only looking at people using internet for just silly things, we're using at ensuring that people use internet so that they can change their socio-economic status, which is why we put at the center of the work that we do, that we refer to as human capital development. So that is why you see us emphasizing the need to provide digital skills, because it is only then that when people have access to internet and when people are digital skilled, they'll be able to participate meaningfully and be able to derive the socio-economic spin-offs that I spoke about earlier.
Here we were creating a website, anything you want to know about the school, you can just click into the website and then it will tell you all the information you want to know about the school. So we were creating this
website. You created this website?
Yes, we created it as a group. Actually, all of us here, we had input about the website. This is called coding, where you get to do the editing of the things you want to appear on the website. So you can just put anything here, actually, where the heading, if you want the heading, maybe the heading is Nkomazi High School, you can just put the heading there and then it will appear in the website where when you just click on your phone, you can just see the heading there.
At first it was difficult, so we didn't know how to code, but as we were learning day by day, it became more easier.
Is it something you want to get into after high school?
Yeah, it's an interesting course, so I would love to do it more often, doing codings.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And more or less, how long did it take you guys to set up this website?
It took us about 4 days. Yes.
4 days.
Yeah.
So are you thinking of actually setting up websites? Maybe you could actually turn it into a business for yourself.
Yeah. It's a good thing. Making websites would be more easier. And when you're doing a website, it's like you sit on one place, you update the website. So it's more or less an easy job.
That's the future of South Africa. Digital citizens who are effective participants, but not only as consumers, as I said, but then being able to create content and any other revenue generating initiative via the internet.